Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
We often hear the term processed food used as an enemy of healthy eating. But what are processed foods and what makes processed food so bad? Let's be candid. A processed food is just a food that has gone through an additional step or steps in preparation for a public market after delivery in a natural state to a manufacturer. If you're thinking, then aren't almost all foods bought in a public market processed? You're right. Most foods, even those we consider healthy, have had some sort of processing, from washing at minimum to unwanted additives related to preservation for extended shelf life, coloring for better marketing, or more. So processed foods cover a large spectrum, ranging from a bag of carrots to canned goods and prepackaged microwave dinners. Let's talk about some of the undesirable, including ready-to-eat or prepackaged frozen meals. These are popular convenience foods, and they include cereals, crackers, and different sorts of candy and so-called health bars. Add microwave dinners, frozen pizzas, and all the processed foods targeting a busy public. Why are they bad? Simple. They contain preservatives, excess sodium, excessive fats, many with trans fats, and loads of sugar or sugar substitutes. Those foods with minimal processing, such as fresh produce, mixed nuts, canned fish, and some types of canned vegetables, they're okay. Our goal is to always get the freshest food we can. But be realistic, fresh food isn't always available. Eat smart. For example, use almond butter, olive oil, or coconut oil, which, while processed or packaged, they are healthy foods to consume. So what does eating smart mean? Avoid foods with ingredients that include sugar or other sweeteners such as sugar alcohols or polyols, and that includes erythritol. Due to fungus issues, avoid wheat or wheat components, corn or corn components, potato or potato components, any sort of grain or yeast. Just stay away from white produce and wheat, and that includes breads. Then there are the fast food staples, including hydrogenated fats or trans fats, or copious amounts of sodium or salt. Trans fats are now being recognized as bad and eliminated or reduced at many fast food chains. Then, and critical, be aware of dangerous chemical ingredients now legally in our foods. Those to absolutely avoid to the extent possible are food coloring and taste-altering agents, MSG, sodium nitrates and nitrates, sulfur dioxide and potassium bromate. Children's food products are particularly bad in these areas and add sugar in huge amounts in prepackaged drinks and foods. And there you have the answer to hyper children. Bottom line, processing in food isn't always bad, but be aware of unhealthy ingredients, including additives and preservatives. Eat smart and be healthy, wealthy, and wise. Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at NSC24.com.
A winner in sports must be in peak condition. For you to be a winner in health, your immune response has to be in peak condition too. When you don't eat right or exercise enough and stay stressed from money, family, job, or a thousand other things, you need NSC Immunition Beta-Glucan. Remember, when you can't, Beta-Glucan. The original and best is U.S. patented and medical school researched NSC Immunition Glucan. Be a winner with NSC Immunition Glucan. Call 888-541-3997 today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Being in end times with war, plagues, fires, earthquakes, and challenges to Christians worldwide can create huge stress. Stress can make you sick if you don't claim the peace of Christ and ask for calm through the Holy Spirit. Do it. Now go in good faith. And remember, when you can't, Beta Glue can't.